and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey, the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com.
Well, here we go again. Hi, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you. This is Voice for Veterans. And of course, now we're broadcasting not only on WVETonlineradio.com, of course, WVET Latin. And this is all supported and underwritten by American Veterans Alliance. Of course, this is Radio St. Pete, right here in the Tampa Bay St. Pete Radio Marketplace. And of course, the sister station is Sunshine Radio 96.7. And we'll be on both of them. Of course, this program is right around noon, 12:30, of course, every Thursday. And we got a lot more coming to you. This week, I'm going to be highlighting some really, really, really interesting information. But I also want to say, please, if you're in town and you want to go somewhere, the Renaissance Festival is back again. And they're doing very well. And we do have a few tickets to give away for those who want to call in or check in with us. And of course, that's check in on the website. And guess what? There is a contest, but you can win. Come on. Get with us, WVETonlineradio.com. Win some tickets. I'm also sending some out, of course, to Mr. Bardot and the staff out there so that they can come. And we want everybody to join in. And quite a few tickets to give away. Let's make the Renaissance Festival a super success right here. They always support veterans, and they do have a veterans discount. So check with them, check with us, and we'll make sure we do that. I want to go back to something that we've been talking about for a long time. It's some of our other affiliates that supply us information. And of course, one of my favorite ones is our fellows in friendship over there with Stars and Stripes. We salute Stars and Stripes for the continual effort to keep updated news available for all of us veterans. I have gone out of my way to make sure that we stay in touch with Stars and Stripes, because they provide us with a lot of good information. And I want all of us to know it, whether you're here locally or it's national. One of the stories today is about Memorial Day coming up. And we know every year that Memorial Day is a big veteran activity weekend all across this country and internationally. Pentagon rejects permit request by veterans group for Memorial Day motorcycle ride. And we all kind of wanted to know why, with all the other troubles and the variances coming with the pandemic. We assume that we know that that was the reason, so we accept it and hope everything goes okay. From Washington, Defense Department rejected a request for organizers of the traditional Memorial Day weekend motorcycle ride in the nation's capital, throwing logistics of the event uncertainty just weeks before it is scheduled to take place. Motorcyclists typically use the Pentagon parking lot for staging area for the ride, but defense officials denied permit application Friday for this year's event. Officials cited that the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and the size of the expected crowd for this reason for it to be. So thank you. Just stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about that. But now we're going to go in with talking about the international aspect. Stay right with us. More to come from WVETonlineradio.com.
Bring your furry friends to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival this weekend for the Pirate and Pup Festival. Throw axes with your friends. Visit the petting zoo. Family fun for one and all. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Well, good afternoon. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you right here. And I happen to be right now in St. Petersburg. Of course, this weekend I was in Miami. And I want to tell everybody, Miami is just as beautiful as ever. And the veterans are being taken care of good. And that's why we're going to work as hard as we can over here. I have Makita on the phone. And she's, of course, with the International Caribbean Business Council and also a strong advisor for American Veterans Alliance, and is really helping out quite a bit with our fundraising and operations. This is supported by the Veterans World Chamber. Makita, hello, and how are you today?
I'm great, Keith. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. Tell me a little bit about your new International Caribbean Business Council and how it's helping our veterans.
Absolutely. So the International Caribbean Business Council, in partnership with the American Veterans Alliance, we're here to unite the Caribbean through different services and education, business, sports, and entertainment.
Perfect. And you know that if you look at the original map done back in the 1800s that described the Caribbean basin, most people don't know it extended all the way up to Tampa, Orlando, the Okeechobee, and all the way down to Venezuela. So when you say Caribbean, and with the number of Caribbean people who are in the state of South Florida, believe me, it's all a part of the Caribbean. And we know how many of those members are veterans. A lot of Caribbean veterans, you know, represented. And they don't talk about them very much. Most of them are very quiet people. They work hard, and they do not depend on their veteranization as a place to go. But the more they have needs, the more they need to know that we're there for the Caribbean veterans as well. Now, I see that you all have this Veterans World Chamber. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the World Chamber is at this moment in formation, but a lot of the responsibilities that we are going to be doing is developing trade and investments between the Caribbean nations and U.S. Obviously, we are out of Miami, Florida, so we're really identifying businesses and building dialogue with membership building, you know, but again, between the Caribbean and the continental United States. Some of the things that we are hoping to do is promote and host regular events. And, you know, as we discuss, you know, ways in which we can build relationship between businesses and individuals, looking at providing some type of publication that will also continue the dialogue and education, building Caribbean insight, access to different services on a regular basis, and actively support one another through business referrals. Those are just a few of the things that we are envisioning with the World Chamber. And yes, that's what I have.
Well, that sure is enough information for us to really get our teeth into this, because it's definitely needed. And I'm looking at one of the cards that they produced out of here, and it says two things: assistance with obtaining federal projects, and of course support for networking for the B2B relationship building. So that means that a lot of our younger veterans coming out that's being sent back from Afghanistan and all those who will be looking for jobs can also look at the entrepreneur.
That's right. We're also even diving into the interest from our youth communities. We are working with identifying some young ambassadors to help promote. You know, we want to make this very inclusive, because veterans is not just a monolith, and it's not a man and woman. It, you know, we're looking at it when it comes to families. We're looking at it from the standpoint of children, and all of our efforts at the end of the day is going to help, you know, and uplift that, you know, our group, which is the basis. We are a veteran certified organization. So we're not only looking at, you know, how we can impact this group from with federal contracting, but also, you know, what are some of the, you know, needs for, you know, the family nucleus, you know, and veteran support all around, from children that are in ROTC programs in high school, and helping them build a path forward once they are out of service. You know, what are the programs and opportunities there to create for them? This is long lasting. We're looking at this as a legacy building opportunity, and we're really excited to see what we are able to do with this.
Well, I love what I'm hearing, and I know it's going to be real advantageous for those who need to know what can be done, that they can get in touch with us here at WVET, onlineradio.com or WVET Latin. And of course, this is Voice for Veterans. Makeda, thank you for calling in. We greatly appreciate it, and we will continue to do this as we develop more with the ADA News, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and tell Noah we said hello and appreciate all he's doing.
Will do, thanks.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with Makeda, and she is in South Florida, but they're doing this whole thing, including the Tampa, St. Pete area that we're now doing over here. So look for it. Look for more information. We're going to take care of those people and the veterans who travel in and out the United States, especially throughout the Caribbean and South America. You now have help. There is a Veterans World Chamber and an embassy now available, and that is the U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. So you do have a lot more help. And I want you to stay tuned for us a little bit longer. We're going to be talking to you about something dear to my heart, and that is confidential help for veterans and their families. We got a number for you to call. It's from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And this is the Veterans Crisis Line. And we know with all the troubles going on with COVID and that we want our veterans to know that they're not being left out, that there's somebody sitting by a phone listening for you, and that you can call in. We're going to give out the number in just a few minutes and talk to you more about what the Veterans Crisis Line can do for you and what it is available to do right now. And you do have many ways to contact them, but I do have a current number, and I'll be talking about certain people here that you can reach out to on the Veterans Crisis Line. Boy, this is something that we've been talking about 3 weeks, and we finally got the information in, and we want you to know. But this weekend, for the next 2 weeks, please go outside. We happen to be in the state of Florida, so we've been going outside anyway, but the new restrictions are there. If you're standing outside and you're going to be on the beach and you're going to be social distancing, you do not need a mask. But if you are going to be going inside, please at least carry one with you. If the restaurant's empty, pull your mask down. If it's a lot of people there, pull it up. Don't get up in people's faces. Make sure you're not bending over in your waitress' faces. COVID is not gone. It has been arrested to a point, and it's going down, but the way it's going to stay down is that we still maintain those things that got us here. Wear your mask. Don't forget your hand sanitizer. And please, if you can, go outside. One thing we got in Florida is plenty of fresh air and sunshine. Let's let everybody come in to visit us, enjoy it. And those who are here to do business, you enjoy it. Go to your beaches. Let's keep them alive, because that's where a lot of our revenues come from. And if you get to the middle of the state where you can enjoy that foreign country, stop and go to a place that you will never forget after this, up there in Dade City. And the Renaissance Festival is now moved to Dade City. So go out there, enjoy it. If you want a ticket, go to WVETonlineradio.com. And starting Monday, you can actually call in to Radio St. Pete, and they'll have tickets available as well. So thank you for listening to this portion of the show. Be right back, and we're going to be talking with Veterans Crisis Line and one other call coming in from Edwina Alvarez. Be right back. More to come from WVETonlineradio.com. Well, hello there. This is Keith, and I'm back right now. And we're having a wonderful show right here. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. And of course, we want to thank all of our helpers, the people who've been there for us and are going to be there with us as we grow. We're adding some new things to what we do. And one of them is going to be, we're going to go television this summer. It'll be with VH2, and we will be on with a half hour show, and it'll be video live. So stay tuned for that. One of our other organizations that we definitely want to mention because of Memorial Day coming up. The Memorial Weekend is going to be something this year because of COVID's last year shutting it down. There'll be a lot of people out roaming around. Two things. Look for all of the events that support veterans. If they've got signs up to say we support veterans too, do that. You'll get that at the Renaissance. But I want to mention a group right now called Tribute to the Troops. Go online. You'll be seeing us. I'll be posting what they're going to do. But Saturday, June 29, at 7 to 3 o'clock, there's going to be a big Harley Davidson event that we'll be talking more about. Okay? And these people extend not only from here, but all across the country. So you can find them in Portland, Oregon, and you can find them in Michigan, and find them in Texas. But Tribute to the Troops, that organization is definitely one to support. They do quite a bit, and I wanted to give them a mention. Now, let's go back to Veterans Crisis Line. Veterans Crisis Line was established many years ago for the sole purpose of trying to help veterans to navigate when they couldn't find anybody they could call the crisis line, and they were there to help. We know that there's a lot of suicide going on because of the lack of people not knowing where to go and what to do. 1-800-273-8255. And just press 1, and you'll get the Veterans Crisis Line. I want you to know that it's available. They're available all the time. You know, when you start talking about hopelessness, anxiety, feeling like there's no reason to live, rage, anger, engaging in risky activities without thinking, increasing alcohol and drug use, withdrawing from family and friends. Those are some of the telltale signs. If you happen to have a friend or a veteran, actually, you're seeing these signs, call the Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. And please get some help. We got one more interview to do, and I want to talk to them, and then I'm going to go back and give you some more information from the Crisis Line, where to get more information immediately if you happen to have that, and where to call right now if you happen to have a veteran who you see is struggling and you want to help them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've moved, and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Well, hello there. This is, again, Miss Edwina Alvarez. She's our premier person. She's a veteran herself, and she's been here helping us quite a bit. And we're going to talk a little bit more about burial with dignity. Edwina,
tell us. Yes. Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. There we go.
Edwina, talk to us a little bit about burial with dignity and where we stand right now.
Okay, first of all, let me say good afternoon to you and all of our listeners. Burial with Dignity is a program that is personal and very near and dear to my heart. I got involved with this organization because of the work I found out while I was working as a decedent affairs clerk at the Miami VA Hospital. And there were a lot of misconceptions about our information that was being not being shared with our veterans. There was a lot of myths. Our veterans are under the misconception that when they die, that the VA is going to bury them. And Keith, that is not so.
You know,
government's got this thing: don't ask, don't tell. Well, a lot of information that the veterans need to know is not being shared with them. A lot of information that they need to know, that they need to discuss with their families, is not being imparted. So a lot of our veterans are ignorant to what is out there for them and how they can take care of their families and themselves. You know, you and I.
COVID, it's got to be a challenge right now. would you say?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, and Keith, the thing that I stress, and you and I have talked about this a lot, this is a topic that should be discussed, but nobody wants to talk about it. Yeah. You know, and they need to talk about this. They need, my grandmother had a saying, once you take care of the business of dying, then you can live.
That's right.
You know, the family needs to have this discussion. They need to put it down in writing. They need to know what the express wishes are. The saddest thing I've ever witnessed is a family arguing over who's going to get what, and the veteran is dying, and he's listening to his family squabble over, what is being, who's going to get what, and that's so sad, it's so hurtful. So we need to discuss this, and we need to be frank and honest about it, so nobody is blindsided. If you got hurt feelings, this is all of this needs to come out.
Okay, and, well, I'm not getting a much clearer picture than we had. And one of the other underwriters who are working with us, which is Lincoln Heritage, has a burial program that they're working with that we're not going to add to our ways of helping our veterans because of what you're saying. A lot of misinformation is causing a lot of the problems. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is. You know, there was a form I had in my office. It said things veterans need to know before they die. You know, case in point, I'm just going to give you a little snippet. Say you've been married 3 times, okay?
Right.
And you don't have a copy of each divorce that from your 2 previous marriages. Do you know that family can be really petty and tie up what property you may have in litigation for months, even years, trying to get their portion of what they think they deserve of the pie?
Wow.
Because they don't have the documentation that says we were divorced and she got this or she got that, you know. You know, and what current wife gets, you know, if you're married over, I think it's over 10, 15 years, the spouse can collect part of your disability. A lot of people, the first wife can get this, you know, and it's like it's sliced up in like pie. And by the time it gets to the current wife, there's nothing. Because.
Yeah.
Because nobody has sat down and got all this documentation, got their affairs in order, and what's going to happen now is everything is going to go to court, to probate. And by the time the attorneys get their slice of it and the family gets their piece of it, if they're entitled to it, the spouse may not have nothing. And this is so wrong. That's why families need to talk. The spouses need to get a lockbox, put their affairs and everything in a lockbox, and know how to pay the bills, know where everything goes, because when you're dead, you can't tell nobody what's what.
Well, you heard it first right here at WDET. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, Miss Edwina Alvarez, and she will be talking more about these as things progress. We're working on an RV Unites America tour coming up in August that'll be ending on Labor Day. So, Edwina, get the dogs ready, get your husband ready. And let's
Well, I want to thank you, Keith, for giving me the opportunity to speak on this subject because, like I said, it's a topic that nobody wants to talk about, but it needs to be discussed. And I want our veterans to have the information so they can make informed decisions about what's in their best interest and their family's best interest, because the Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
And we don't want our people to be ignorant anymore. And so
we can do what we do.
And if it's my job to enlighten our veterans across the United States about what they can do to protect themselves, to live in peace, to not worry about what's going to happen when in time I die. Because as long as we live, one day we all going to face the Grim Reaper. We're going to die. So, but we need, our families need to be prepared. And it's my job with you to prepare our veterans so the families don't grieve unnecessarily, so our veterans can be at peace. And this is what we need, peace. We don't need confusion. We need peace.
Well, we're going to have a little peace of mind, first thing, because now you got more information and it's more available to you. Don't forget, you can get us at ADA, which is American Veterans Alliance. But right now, I want everybody to take a minute and write down burialwithdignity.org. Veterans,
yes.
Burialwithdignity.org.
Yes. And you
dignity.org, go to the website and look for everything yourself.
And also, they can also reach me at through Gmail, EdwinaWAlvarez@gmail.com.
You heard it right here. Miss Alvarez.
EdwinaWAlvarez@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Well, that's right.
Now you know, and everything is just fine. We really appreciate you taking time to talk with us, and we'll get back with you. Thank you, Edwina.
You got it. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Keith. You have a blessed day.
This is going to be a short break, and we're going to say thank you for listening today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, of course, Keith, the boss of the beach. We want to thank everybody over there at Radio St. Pete for allowing us to talk to you locally and, of course, all over the Tampa Bay area. This is Keith, the boss of the beach and voice for veterans. Tune in every week, and of course, every Thursday at 12:35. Join us, St. Pete Radio, Radio St. Pete, and you can get us online, Sunshine Radio, St. Pete, and you will get us on Thursdays. Now, I want to say thank everybody for tuning in today and for listening to us. And as we go out, we always play you a little bit of music. So enjoy the music and tune in next week.
What is your voice, spirit, and destiny on the track?
Destiny drummer. Mr. Chris Taylor.
Wagwan. Yo, one time, big.
Yo soy de aquí, como el coquí. Sin mil fronteras soy más feliz. No soy Bad Bunny ni Ivy Queen, pero contigo lo bailo. Baila conmigo, se baila así, porque contigo soy más feliz. A Puerto Rico vamos a vivir y como el coquí cantaremos. Yo quiero que me quieras como yo quiero que me quieras. Yo no soy nueva, soy de la vieja escuela. Si no me toca más nos vamos bajo la escalera. Nos afincamos del besito de novela. Es que tú sabes yo no quiero más problemas. Te mando para el trabajo, para casa de tu abuela. No soy princesa ni tampoco una reina. Yo soy la jefa, boricua de pura cepa. Oh na na, oh na na. 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 Yo fuimos, síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na. Síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na. Oh na na, oh na na. Síguelo. Oh na na, oh na na.
Don't worry, girl, I'll be right by your side. We gon' dance all night, just come close, hold me tight. Yo. Yes, you are my cutie, girl. Yes, you are my beauty, girl. Yo. Dancing with my favorite girl, the night is young. So, me never gonna let you go. I'll be right here, girl. Blaze it. You put me in a serious mood.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.